From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. What does peace mean to you? This is a question that photographer John Noltner asked dozens of people across Minnesota. He paired their responses with beautiful black and white portraits and created the traveling art exhibit, A Piece of My Mind. It's currently in La Crosse and will be on display at the Viterbo Fine Arts Center through the end of March. World Service of La Crosse, Viterbo University, and Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration have teamed up to bring the exhibit to town. Here to talk about A Piece of My Mind today is John Noltner, a Minneapolis-based photographer and author, and Sandra McCormick, President and CEO of World Services of La Crosse. John, can you first just talk about the origins of this project, why you decided to take it on?
Sure. As a freelance photographer, I'm constantly making choices about how I'm going to spend my time. And while I'll always shoot the projects that put food on the table, I also like to have a project that will give back to the community a little bit. And back about 5 or 6 years ago, I was really frustrated with the dialogue our country was having, the way things got really polarized and seemed like the angry voices were winning the debate. And I really thought I could use my tools, my photography and my storytelling, to provide an alternative, you know, to look at, instead of always looking at the things that separate us, to spend a little time looking at what we share in common.
And was there ever an aha moment when you said, oh, this is what I need to do?
No, there was doubt and questioning along the entire process. I like to say that I started the project like you walk down a foggy path where you can really only see a couple of steps ahead of you. You take a couple of steps and something else is revealed. But as I developed this, you know, it just started out of curiosity and it just slowly built momentum. Maybe the aha moment came when I got to about 30 or 40 interviews and I said, you know, this is kind of something. You know, this is an interesting body of work and some really unique perspectives.
And can you talk about, I guess, what makes up the Piece of My Mind project? It's black and white photography.
Yeah.
And also people sharing their stories.
That's right. When I do these interviews, when I find somebody that I want to talk with, we'll sit down and we'll do an hour-long recorded interview. I sort of guide it based on some really simple questions. And then as a journalist, I'll just listen to what they say and let that guide the conversation. When we're done with that, I'll do a black and white portrait of the person. And so I share these as podcasts online. The exhibit that's at Viterbo, each of the panels, there are 52 panels, one person per panel, and each of them has a large black and white portrait, a small little biography that helps us understand where this person's coming from, and then a 250 or a 300-word excerpt from their interview.
And you work with photos and words. Why do you think that those are the most powerful mediums to share these stories?
You know, I think that a lot of times we have facts and statistics in our head and we know them as knowledge, but we don't really understand them and incorporate them into our lives. And this kind of art, you know, the portraits, the stories, I think are kind of an interesting and gentle way to begin to understand some of those things, to move some of that knowledge into understanding. And you know, I was trained as a writer and I was trained as a still photographer, and there's something really unique and interesting about these portraits where they're printed larger than life, so you can come and stand 2 feet away from them and stare at them in a way that's inappropriate in real life. But you can really study these people, and where we might come up against someone who's different from us in real life and then sort of shy away from that direct eye contact. You know, these things hang on the wall pretty much at eye level, and you can just sit there and study a person. And there's something kind of inviting about that.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. My guests today are John Noltner, a Minneapolis-based photographer and author who put together the exhibit A Piece of My Mind. Sandra McCormick is president and CEO of World Services of La Crosse. Today, we're talking about A Piece of My Mind, a photography exhibit on display at Viterbo University that explores people's perceptions of peace. So with this exhibit, you feature a huge diverse population of people, diverse culturally and professionally too.
And economically and spiritually, yeah. if you wanted a statistically accurate demographic of the part of the world that I live in, this isn't perfect, and that's not the goal. This is not supposed to be a scientific study. This is, after all, art, which means that you can craft a voice and sort of have a little artistic license about how you explore these ideas. But really, what was fascinating to me about this project is the broad range of perspectives. So I've talked to homeless people. Because I think that's a valid perspective on the world. I've also talked to oil company executives, because that's also a valid perspective on the world. There's a journalist that was always a role model for me. His name was Studs Terkel, Chicago Public Radio for a long time. And the first book that I was exposed to that he did was Hard Times. And so these were oral histories about the Great Depression. And he talked to sports stars, and he talked to bankers, and he also talked to truckers and prostitutes. And through these individual stories, it sort of reveals this really broad and rich and human understanding of what that time frame was in our country's history in a way that statistics and facts really can't do. And so Studs has always been my role model, but I'm a photographer, so I thought I'd add pictures.
So what are some of the overlying themes that you've taken away? And when you look at this project, it's been around for a few years. I'm sure you're learning something new every day, but what have you really taken from it? Some overlying themes when it comes to peace?
Yeah, and I have a lot to learn, by the way.
Yeah, but we all do.
Don't we all? Yeah. There are a few themes that sort of come up over and over again that people share in different ways. And one of them that I love is this notion that, yes, we all can make a difference. You look at Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr., and there aren't many of us that are going to rise up to that level. But there are things that we can do in our day-to-day lives that will make a real and concrete difference in the world. And there are 52 examples of that in the exhibit over at Viterbo. One of the other themes is how often people find their sense of peace in really difficult situations. It's easy to make excuses and say why you can't be peaceful right now, or why you can't help in this regard or that regard. And we hope that we'll do better when conditions are perfect. But the truth is that if we wait for conditions to be perfect, we'll never act. And so so that's a theme that comes again and again. And then the other one is related to a story, a Buddhist saying that was shared by a guy named Eric Gibson. And he talks about a saying in his tradition that says, if you look for your own happiness, you're always going to have problems. But if you look for the happiness of others, then there's always interesting work to do. And I was really encouraged and really inspired by how often people said that their sense of peace came as a response to them reaching out to help other people.
Are there certain people you talked with whose stories have really made a significant impact on your life as a result of this project?
There's a couple. Usually I interviewed people one at a time. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of instances where I interviewed people together. One of those is the McDonald sisters, who are biological sisters, as well as Catholic sisters, Catholic nuns in the Sisters of Carondelet in St. Paul. They're all active protesters, peace activists. They've all spent time in prison because of their beliefs. So I interviewed them together because it sort of made sense. But also I interviewed Fred and Judy Barron together, and they're Holocaust survivors. They were in Bergen-Belsen concentration camp together. And so I talked with them a little bit about the lack of absence, the lack of peace, the absence of peace in that experience, and how once they left, they were able to reclaim some of that peace in their lives. But Fred shared a really interesting story with me about the fact that these guards that worked at the camp, they weren't near the front, so the guards had their families that lived just outside of the fence. And so Fred could look through the fence, and he would see the guards who were with their spouses. And he said, by all accounts, they looked like they were good husbands. And then he saw the guards with their children. And he said, from what I could tell, it looked like they were good fathers. Yet when they turned on the inmates, they would treat them like animals in just a brutal situation. And the fact that Fred could recognize any humanity or any goodness at all in these people who were his adversaries, who were in fact trying to have him killed, really has a lot of grace and, in my mind, peace. And I think that if we could do that as a society, we tend to separate things into black and white, and either it's a good guy or it's a bad guy. And once we call them that, there's no exceptions. And everything that we see reinforces that perception. But if we could try a little bit, maybe to find some good in our adversary, or maybe recognize some flaw in the person that we put up on a pedestal, you know, maybe we could be a little bit more honest about things.
And Sandra, I'm wondering, you know, these stories that John is sharing and these themes that he's discovered along the way, why was it that you decided that these messages were important to bring to La Crosse?
Well, the mission of World Services is that of peace. And we approach peace in a very practical kind of way. We do consulting on an international level, and in that work we not only go to various countries with staff of World Services, but we engage expertise from the community. For example, we are now working on a project in Tanzania to improve nursing care, and we're partnered with Winona State University, and they bring their faculty. We work together with their faculty. We're working on a project to improve nursing care for cancer patients in Russia, and we work with the Cancer Center at Gunderson Health System. And we provide opportunities for these people to build relationships with people in the various countries that we work. When you build a relationship with people and get to understand them and understand their culture and, you know, the differences that we've had with places like Russia through the years, it all goes away because you're suddenly friends. I'm currently in communication with people in the Ukraine, where we worked for 5 years. And it's a relief to know that the people that are colleagues and friends that are okay. You know, they're not liking what's going on in their country. They're removing themselves from the actual conflict. But they were happy to tell me that they have received their pay this month. They do have food. They do have heat. They're worried about what's going to happen next month. But the fact that we have the kind of relationship that we're each concerned about each other is very valuable. World Services also brings about 150 people to the United States every year to do study tours. And in bringing those people to the United States, we manage projects in various cities. For example, Serbia may send, we may bring people from Serbia that go to San Diego, California. Those people do stay in homes, and they work with professionals, whatever their professional topic is for their study tour. And all those relationships just, you know, the relationships that occur, to me, are all little steps in building peace. I think there's no one that believes we will ever achieve total peace in the world. But anything we can do to make small steps towards that, I think, is very effective.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. Today, we're talking about A Piece of My Mind, a photography exhibit on display at Viterbo University that explores people's perceptions of peace. My guests are Sandra McCormick, President and CEO of World Services of La Crosse, and John Noltner, a Minneapolis-based photographer and author of A Piece of My Mind. Through both of your work, I hear that you want people to understand one another in order to maybe respect, maybe understand each other's differences, and therefore bring about peace.
I think Sandy touched on an important point. When we don't know somebody, when they're a complete stranger to us, it becomes really easy to dismiss them or maybe marginalize them or demonize them. But when you have that sort of people-to-people diplomacy, whether that's with somebody that lives on the same block in your neighborhood who maybe doesn't maintain their lawn very well, or if it's with other countries, when you have that direct knowledge of them and you've built a little bit of a relationship and you know who they are as a human being, it becomes much harder to marginalize them or dismiss them or hate them. And so I think that sort of foundational work, even before you run into any conflict, is really valuable whenever you have the chance to do that.
And finding this definition of peace and these themes, do you find that it's universal, or do you think that each culture or each profession has their own definition of what peace is?
Probably each person has their own definition of what peace is. And the sticking point, you know, it's hard to find someone who wouldn't want a little bit more peace. But the sticking point is that we compartmentalize things so much in our lives. So we will claim to want to get along with our neighbor, but we will make all of these excuses about why it's just not possible. And I always wonder if we're being completely honest with ourselves when we do that.
And Sandra, with the different relationships that you've built abroad, do you feel the same way about that?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there are things about going into another culture and working that you really have to accept. And sometimes that's difficult because it's, you know, it's simple things like never being on time for things and just the way they approach issues and how they use top-down management. But the important thing, I think, in working in those environments is that we always need to remember that we have to accept where they're at and what their needs are, and it's not about us coming in and giving to them or telling them how to do it. And so, you know, I think that we're both on the same page here. It's about acceptance, understanding, and accepting the differences that exist so that each of us can still be the same kind of people in our own culture, all looking for the same thing, a better life for our children, you know. We're very much the same when it comes down to the bottom line.
I love how such a local project has such a global message.
Yeah. Yeah. I think relating back to what Sandy just said, there's a really bright individual in the project by the name of Rabbi Marcia Zimmerman. And in her interview, she talks about how we have to get down to what's real. You know, we can't talk about what we hope is the case or what we wish was the case. But at the end of the day, we've got to get down to the reality of the situation we're dealing with and brush all that other stuff aside. And there we can begin a conversation and eventually work up to what our aspirations and hopes are.
John, you said you started this project because you found, you know, a few years ago that the world just seemed so polarized and it was just in this state of chaos. Do you think that after talking with so many people, and I'm sure all the conversations that have come about from this project, is the world truly polarized, or is that just what the media or certain leaders want us to believe?
Well, some of the world is polarized. The loudest voices are polarized. And one of my goals with this project is to try to give voice to the other ones that aren't, because if those more moderate and more cooperative voices retreat from the debate, well, then all you have that remains are those loud voices. And I didn't want that to be the case.
Have you, John, heard different stories about maybe impacts that this project has had on certain people?
One of the really interesting things for me is I keep in touch with a lot of these people that I've interviewed, and I see a good number of them regularly, and I consider them good friends now. I'm a little touched and a little surprised at how many of these people have said to me what an impact the experience of being interviewed was for them. You know, peace is kind of this nebulous thing in the back of our minds, but when we're asked to articulate it, when we're asked to put those thoughts into words, you know, we have to struggle a little bit, and we really have to understand ourselves a little bit better to do so. So there's that, which is interesting. But then just sort of anecdotally, when I go into schools and do workshops, there's always a little cluster of kids that comes up to me afterwards that want to talk, and usually one that's sort of lingering off in the distance that waits for everybody else to go away. And then they'll come up and say something really simple like, you know, thanks, I really needed to hear this. And sometimes just go away. And you're left to fill in the gaps of what that means. But it touches people. You know, it makes an impact. And I'm still always a little surprised but excited about that.
So, Sandra, World Services of La Crosse has worked with Viterbo and Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration to bring this exhibit here. What are you hoping that people in La Crosse take away from something like this being within our own community?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, the mission of World Services is peace. And I think that by highlighting this kind of approach to understanding world peace is going to touch people in a new way and help them understand that they can be part of peace in the world. And I think that so often people look at it as though it's some very nebulous thing that, you know, they would like to have happen, but don't believe that they have any ability to be part of or impact. And I think we have many ways to be part of world peace, and we can start right at home. We can start in our schools. We can start, you know, in many different ways. So I think that what we're trying to do is to highlight the importance of how peace can begin with each of us.
There are probably a good number of people who come to this exhibit who have an open mind and maybe thinking about that. But how do you get people who maybe could benefit from a project like this and exposure to something like this to come and challenge themselves?
There's always the fear that you're just preaching to the choir, right? That you're saying these things to people who already believe these things. But on the one hand, I think the choir needs encouragement as well. And if the choir feels like they're doing this by themselves, that can be really discouraging, and it can lead to some burnout. But to see all of these stories and feel like other people are working in this direction and to be inspired is a good thing. But I also think that this, you know, this thing hangs in public spaces. You know, it's at the Viterbo Fine Arts Center, and you know, everybody who walks through that building is going to see these large faces in these stories, and maybe they'll take a minute to look at them, and maybe they'll find something that challenges them or a new way of thinking of things. And I don't know what those percentages break down to, but I got to believe that 100% of the people that walk by it are not people who always think about these things.
John Noltner is a Minneapolis-based photographer and author who created the traveling art exhibit, A Piece of My Mind. Sandra McCormick is the president and CEO of World Services of La Crosse. The exhibit is on display through the end of March at the Viterbo Fine Arts Center. A Piece of My Mind is being sponsored by Viterbo University, World Services of La Crosse, and the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find links to podcasts that were produced as part of the Piece of My Mind exhibit. And in an audio extra, John Noltner and Sandra McCormick define what peace means to them. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.